Mm-hmm.
Give me some of them French fried taters.
I like the way you talk.
You got a pretty mouth. Happy Sunday, everybody. It's January 31st, which means we've survived the first month of 2021. This is Sarah coming to you not live, joined by Ken, Joseph, and Diane. Is that your name? I don't know why.
Diane?
I have a hard time calling you that still. Well, we have lots of things to get to today, as there's been all kinds of things happening, as there always is and probably always will be. But first, I wanted to give everyone a public service announcement. A few weeks ago, we were talking about how the language in America is changing and certain things are now deemed offensive that weren't before. So I just want everyone to be up to speed on the latest. And the latest is that PETA tweeted out this week, words can create a more inclusive world or perpetuate oppression. Calling someone an animal as an insult reinforces the myth that humans are superior to other animals and justified in violating them. Stand up for justice by rejecting supremacist language. And they have this cute little chart. Everybody want to see it? Y'all can't see it, but we can.
Aww.
They have this cute little chart that has a big bold heading that says, using animals as insults perpetuates speciesism.
Ooh, that's scary.
It is. I mean, this is a...
What will they be doing next?
This is an imminent threat.
Eating them?
No, we've already moved past that. So,
so does
for
that
instance,
mean you can't call somebody a hawk? A war hawk?
Oh, I don't know. If that's a sports team, they're probably going to change the name pretty soon. But what with the examples that they give, instead of calling someone a chicken, you need to refer to them as a coward. Instead
it's
of calling
been done.
Someone...
You call yes. me a coward, I'm liable to break your damn knees. Anyways, go ahead.
Instead of calling someone a rat, you need to call them a snitch. Instead of calling someone a snake, you need to call them a jerk. Or something else that's non-animalistic. Instead of calling someone a pig, you should call them repulsive.
And how is this violating animals? I had a totally different picture.
It hurts their feelings.
No, you don't want to hurt the animals' feelings.
And as PETA said, it implies that humans are somehow superior to other animals.
Whatever happened to sticks and stones can break my bones.
Well, last one. Instead of saying sloth, you need to say lazy.
What's ridiculous about this is that I can say, like, to the dog, I can say, come here, Mabel, and she looks at me, and you think, oh, maybe she understands what that means, but she doesn't understand what that means.
She's salivating, though.
She heard a familiar noise and said, hey, maybe I can get a treat.
Food?
Food. Feed me. Food.
Petting. Petting, food.
How many animals have ever created something as sophisticated as an internet?
Or as a language?
We don't know what they were capable of before we came in and started destroying their habitats, okay?
We oppress them to the point where they cannot build anything.
So all of those things that we read about on the internet that were ancient, miraculous devices that man couldn't have been there were actually designed by snails?
What, maybe the T-Rex?
Don't be ridiculous. It wasn't snails. It was rabbits.
And see, their thumbs have evolved away because of disuse.
Like this discussion should.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that it's still okay to be rude and insulting to fellow humans as long as you're not also dragging animals into your hatred.
Just don't act squirrely.
So, can I still call a woman a fox?
I don't think you get it. Absolutely not.
What?
That went out with catcalling.
And can women still call me a chauvinist pig?
No,
oh, yeah, that one's reserved.
Oh, is it?
No,
they
she,
can call you
mention?
A chauvinist, what was the word?
Repulsive chauvinist.
A repulsive chauvinist.
Ah.
Or a chauvinist repulsorator.
That is something.
I mean, as long as we're just making stuff up, you might as well... I mean, maybe something that rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
I think, though, the point was not that you're insulting the animals, but that you are reinforcing in your own mind and in the minds of those around you that we are somehow superior.
Right. And that was proven a long time ago.
It depends on where you come from.
Or where you're going.